Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The group working to bring the 2024 Olympics to Boston has relented and says it will release its initial bid for the Games. Boston 2024 says it will release an unredacted copy of the document that's been dubbed Bid 1.0 next week. The move comes as Boston 2024 tries to gain public support before the September deadline to submit Boston's bid, and the group will try to do that tonight during a primetime broadcast debate. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
This won't be the first TV debate for Boston 2024 Chair Steve Pagliuca.
I'll be tireless. I'll never give up. I'll never let you down.
He was a Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate back in 2009. He's teaming up with U.S. Olympic Committee member Dan Doktorov, who led New York City's bid for the 2012 Summer Games. Arguing against the supporters will be Smith College economist Andrew Zimbalist. He's teaming up with No Boston Olympics co-chair Chris Dempsey, who's already picked out his clothes for the debate.
Blue suit, conservative tie, a white shirt. We're not trying to draw attention to the wardrobes on this one.
Dempsey is no stranger to debates either. He's worked on political campaigns, and he says conventional wisdom says he's doing the wrong thing.
I think in a traditional campaign, the advice for whichever side was ahead would be to stay away from debates, to not provide that opportunity to change the game.
WBUR polls have consistently shown opponents of the Olympics ahead of supporters. But Boston 2024 has something to lose, too. Steve Cazella with Mass Inc. Polling Group says there's risk in putting opponents on equal footing.
Boston 2024 looks much stronger. They're much better financed, have many more capabilities as far as their organization is concerned. No Boston Olympics, on the other hand, has raised almost no money.
Which makes an hour of primetime TV pretty appealing to the opposition group's Chris Dempsey.
It's a way for us to get our message out there when we're being outspent literally 1,000 to 1.
He says the more information people have, the better. And so does Boston 2024. The group's Erin Murphy says she hopes the debate will provide creative ideas to improve the bid in progress. So which side has more to lose from the debate? Political strategist Toby Berkovitz says coming in the middle of the summer, it probably doesn't matter.
I doubt whether you go to the local ice cream shop or to the beach that the main topic of conversation is going to be the debate that's coming up. I just don't see it on the average person's radar. Unless there's a big gaffe one way or the other, I just don't see this as shifting opinion very much.
But shifting opinion is exactly what Boston 2024 has been told to do. The board of the U.S. Olympic Committee met late last month with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and leaders of Boston 2024. USOC Chair Larry Probst said public support numbers need to improve, quote, relatively soon. Berkovitz, who teaches advertising at Boston University, thinks Boston 2024 should launch an ad campaign to get people to pay attention.
You have to go all out. You have to spend the money now, because if you don't and public opinion stays negative, well, that's just not boding very well for you.
Especially considering that there's a September 15th deadline for the USOC to declare its candidate host city to the International Olympic Committee. But Mass Inc.'s Steve Cazella says a slick ad campaign could also backfire.
There's certainly a risk of coming off as heavy-handed if the ads aren't well done, or that they're perceived as part of this whole sort of talking down to Boston thing that's been a common complaint against Boston 2024.
The private nonprofit's leaders have talked less about ads and more about meeting with community, business, and elected leaders. Lately, its volunteers have been setting up booths and handing out T-shirts at outdoor festivals and public events across the state. Boston 2024 has also been holding forums, like this one, earlier this week at MIT.
So thank you very much for joining, and I'm looking forward to
a wonderful panel.
And then there's the social media campaign, with endorsements from the likes of Red Sox slugger David Ortiz and gold medal Olympic gymnast Ellie Reisman from Needham.
Here at my gym, we have a bunch of girls that are really young that are trying for the 2024 Olympics, so I know how much they would absolutely love to be able to compete here in Boston at their home.
The local organizing group seems to be trying to build public support over time to influence a referendum next year, but that might not goose support numbers over the next 2 months to twist the arm of the U.S. Olympic Committee. Tonight's debate will offer clues to the strategy. Even if few Massachusetts voters take an hour out of a beautiful summer evening to think about how they want to spend the summer of 2024. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.